had a more direct impact with the Keir Park, because the Reverend Baldwin Child and his wife did not have any children. So the inheritance was going to nephews. And if you look in the Keir Church, you'll see that there's a big memorial there, and it says last heir to the Keir estate was killed in 1914-18 war. He wasn't actually the last heir, he was the most direct one.
Right.
But there was another cousin that inherited. And that cousin that inherited in about 1930, the nephew of the Baldwin Childs, he, there's lots of stories going around about, he was a bit of a wild kid. And he just sold the place. He sold it to George Heath, who was a motor manufacturer in Birmingham, and used to land his plane on the big lawn there. And he was also a property developer, and he basically gutted the place. A lot of the stuff had already been sold. There's some sale catalogues, and people remember, still remember working there. Most of those obviously have now died, because we're talking back to the 1930s. But the place was sold, and then the connection with the Second World War came when it passed through several hands. It was used as a mink farm, and then it was, and we've still got the mink around here, and then it was went through someone else, and then was finally bought by the Earl of Clarendon, who was the South African commissioner. And that's why we've got the South African flag in Keir Church. Right. And if you open the flag out, you'll see that it's before the full union of South Africa. You've got all the different, or it's, no, it should be just after the union, because you've got the different, you've got the Dutch,
right,
you've got the British, and you've got, which was the other one? Anyway, the three elements that made up the Union of South Africa, the emblems on there. He bought it just before the Second World War, was going to do it up, lived at Perry Farm, which is there's Keir Park. Perry Farm. There you are, Perry. Yeah, there's the Hyde, right, and there's the Perry. So just across the valley.
Oh, right.
And that he lived there while they were doing it up. And then the war intervened, and it was turned into a convalescent hospital. And I still hear from people that have actually, their father has been in there. And then it wasn't, he obviously, I expect financially, it was then not practical to continue with it. So it was sold after the war to East Birmingham and was used as a children's TB hospital. And then the children's TB hospital, they sold, most of the land was sold off to the local farmers that hadn't been sold off at the breakup of the, in the 1930s. But there was one patch of land which actually nobody realised until somebody was buying land more recently, that had got missed out, a little parcel of land that had got missed out and was still owned by East Birmingham that they hadn't realised.
Oh, right.
So it was quite complicated sorting it all out after a period of about 50 years.
Gosh.
And so it had gone from the TB, from the convalescent to the TB. Then when TB stopped being treated by fresh air and sunshine, when you actually got in the more powerful antibiotics to deal with it, it then became a home for people with cerebral palsy.
Right, I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people around here that worked there. And I got a letter from the last superintendent, who wrote about his time there. And the that remained until 1994. 1994, when the first key project came in with scope, which was moving people out to smaller residential units.
Mm.
So that happened, and there was four of the people went to live in Tenbury.
Oh,
and others moved further away. And they still kept, well, Karen still kept her connection there. She's now had to have more intensive care as her joints and that have become less mobile.
Right.
So she's living elsewhere now, but still keeps in touch.
Mm.
Then it was bought by the Sellers and the Rickards family and developed into a third nursery, which was Martin Rickards, who still lives in the area.
Right.
And he had quite the New Zealand ferns and the exotic ferns. He had quite a business there. And the Sellers used to make the badges, the souvenir badges.
Oh, right.
So a little badge that's in Keir Church that's for sale, that's one that they made for us as a donation to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10 years they sold, and the present owner, Mr. Wynne Jones, who's a property developer, bought it and spent a lot of money on renovating the inside and doing a lot of work on the grounds that they'd started doing, but he spent a lot of money on it.
Right.
And now it's just used very occasionally by him.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I mean, we can still have access to the grounds.
Right.
It's still open to the public.
Yeah.